few years ago, the science writer Carl Zimmer was at a pool party and noticed that one of his friends had a tattoo of DNA on his back. You know, the two spiraling strands that make up a double helix. The friend was a neurobiologist, and Zimmer blogged about it. He runs a popular science blog called The Loom. Before he knew it, dozens of scientists and mathematicians were sending him photos and stories about their tattoos. And Carl Zimmer has just put them into a new book called Science Inc. That's I-N-K. Studio 360's Lou Olkowski spoke with a couple of the people in the book, including that guy from the pool party, whose name, I swear, is Bob Data.
The sort of person who gets a tattoo is the sort of person who never responds to a statement, TMI. Right? Tattoo people don't believe in too much information.
So you're an open book.
Yeah. Yes. That's actually not uncommon among scientists. Science, by definition, only works in the open. You share your results so others can look at them carefully, scrutinize them, criticize them, replicate them. And science moves forward through that process of sharing.
Bob Data's work at Harvard Medical School depends on the ability to manipulate DNA, cutting it into pieces, gluing it back together, putting it into different organisms, like mice, and watching its effects. DNA encodes everything, including blueprints for how the brain works. Bob's specialty. Back in 2002, Bob really wanted to get a tattoo, and he thought a DNA double helix would be perfect, a symbol of his work and himself, really. Eliza, his girlfriend at the time, wasn't so sure.
I got the arched eyebrow.
This was going to take some work. So Bob told Eliza he'd encode her initials into the tattoo. That he could do easily. The code for the protein glutamate is E, and Eliza's initials are EEE. Depending on how you read Bob's tattoo, it says Eliza Emond Edelberg or glutamate, 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 which is very romantic to a neurobiologist. And romantic enough for Eliza.
We went to this tattoo parlor in the Chelsea Hotel, which I assure you was as authentic as one would want. And we both kind of stopped short up front and asked ourselves momentarily whether we really wanted to go through with this because it seemed really dark and potentially really painful.
But it was an engagement gift. He held Eliza's hand, gritted his teeth, and the tattoo artist went to work.
He put some Thrasher music on cassette tape into his Ghetto Blaster, and he turned the volume up to 10. And then he says, "Are you ready?" And I said, "I'm ready." And then he revved up this tattoo gun and goes, "Voo, voo." And then he hits play, and it's like,
"Can you strip down and show me your tattoo?"
Sure. I can try. Would you like? I'm a relatively new professor. It's taken me a while to get used to the rules, but I think one of the rules is you don't sit shirtless in your office.
The odd thing about Bob's tattoo of devotion to his work and his wife is that it's tattooed on his back, where no one can see it. He can't even see it.
I guess that's true, right? I wonder why I did that.
Do you guys spoon?
As often as we can.
Now, is she ever the big spoon?
She's often the big spoon, I think.
Really? So when you guys spoon, potentially she can look right at it.
Yeah, exactly. I think she does.
Like Bob said, tattoo people don't believe in too much information. Another tattoo from Carl Zimmer's book looks like rows of ancient hieroglyphics wrapped around someone's left arm. It belongs to a third-year grad student at MIT named Melissa Schumacher. Her tattoo comes from love of another kind, a love that began in grade school.
I would just, like, pretend to be taking notes, but actually I would just be doing long division. And so, like, where other kids are, like, doodling, I would be, like, dividing things. I would, like, fill up entire pages with this stuff. It's like a compulsion.
She got her love of logic and math from her dad.
He had lots of math books lying around.
One of her favorites was called 1, 2, 3, Infinity. She first read it when she was 7 or 8 years old.
I didn't get all the way through it the first time. So by the time I finished it, I was probably like 12.
It was her first introduction to Cantor's theorem, which is now tattooed on her arm using Frege's notation, one of the original codes for writing logic. Her friends know what Frege's notation is, but even at MIT, no one has ever been able to decipher it.
So what Cantor's theorem says is, you give me a set.
A group of numbers.
Any set you like, and I can give you a bigger set than that. And it works even if you give me an infinite set. So you give me just, you think you can, like, trick me, and you give me all the numbers. Like, you can't make a bigger set than that because there are infinitely many. But I can still give you a bigger set. So it's also infinite, but it's like a bigger infinity, or maybe a denser infinity is like an easier way to imagine it.
The next time she saw Cantor's theorem, she was studying electrical engineering and philosophy at MIT. It blew her mind all over again.
And it's just so clear, and it was really impressive. It like made me want to cry. I'm like almost crying right now thinking about it. If I can spend my life thinking about stuff like this, why would I want to do anything else?
When she looks down at her arm, she sees two lines of symbols.
And so if I turn my arm over, on the other side, there's a heart. So really, what my whole tattoo says is, if Cantor's theorem, then heart. It's a mathematical truth. Love of logic is like a necessary truth for me.
When you really believe in what you do, that becomes a part of you.
And if you get it punched into your skin and ink, it really is a part of you. For Studio 360, I'm Lou Olkowski.
And it looks like you shave your back.
I confess for this photograph I did, but I don't routinely. I'm a hairy Indian guy. There's just no way around that. I talked to Eliza and I was like, you know, would I do some manscaping for Carl? I've been friends with Carl for 20 years. If he asked me, would I shave my back once? The answer is yes. I did, yeah.
You can see Bob's and Melissa's tattoos, along with lots of other designs from Carl Zimmer's book, Science Inc., at studio360.org. Have you got a tattoo related to your profession? If so, post a photo at studio360.org and tell us about it.